Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
The following is a live copyrighted presentation. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for RadioLawTalk.com with your host, Frederick Penny, attorney at law. And now, RadioLawTalk.com.
Welcome to Hour 2 of Radio Law Talk. Todd, Denise, and I are here with our producer, three-time Emmy Award nominee but never a winner, Cal Hunter.
Ouch.
And if those of you don't know, Todd Kunin is a former prosecutor in Tennessee and in California, and he is a current attorney in his own practice that handles criminal defense cases. Denise is a family law attorney. I do personal injury. But we think we know lots, and we talk about lots, but remember, Radio Law Talk is a neutral, basically a neutral radio show that we try to present both sides. Whether you're left or right or middle, it doesn't matter. We're going to argue both or all sides. So those of you who want to argue with us, 855 Law Radio, or tweet it at Radio Law Talk. And during the times that you're listening to our podcasts, on www.radiolawtalk.com. Is this getting ugly? I'm getting so many plugs on us, but I want to make sure you go to there. You can go to any podcast you want. And here's the cool thing about our website. You could put up in the search issue, you can search a topic and it'll take you to our segment. What segment and what date we talked about that, and you can listen to it. Isn't that cool? So if you want to hear about Johnny Depp, you know, or hear about Taylor Swift lawsuit, or Stairway to Heaven lawsuit, you just type Stairway to Heaven, and you can find all the podcasts that we, or live shows that we put on podcasts, and it's really cool. We're going to talk about a couple of interesting things. Epstein there. Now, I'm not a conspiracy theory type person, but let me tell you. The Epstein family hired a very well-known pathologist and that used to be the New York City's
The coroner. And had a show on HBO for a while.
Yes. And this guy's very well-known. He's 85 years old, and in his opinion, this was not an accident at Epstein or a suicide. He believes there's at least enough evidence to possibly show that he was strangled in some way by someone else. So,
and not that he hung himself, but that he was homicidal strangled.
Injuries consistent with his head being forced down across something.
Yeah, we're going to get into that and see why, you know, what the evidence is showing and what's going to happen. We're also going to talk about, what is this purse called, Denise? I don't follow this. What kind of purse is it called?
It's a Hermes.
Hermes. What is a Hermes purse?
Well, it's by a very popular fashion designer.
Okay. And is it Hermes, the designer?
Yes.
Oh.
And the designer, we're talking about, these are purses that are investment purses.
Okay.
So I know a lot of women that invest in purses because they gain value with time. This is one of those types of purses. And they cost about $30,000.
Wow.
When you first invest.
Wow. So they invest in purses.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, a purse. Yeah. And one sold for $385,000.
That's right. The older they are and the better condition they're kept in, the more value they have, you know, in the future.
Cal, guess what? Now nobody can laugh at you for buying purses.
Oh, come on.
No, you can actually get purses now, Cal.
And he matches his shoes every time with his purse.
I feel so much of a belt, shoes, purse. It's a very, very coordinated look I have.
Yes, that's exactly right. And then we're going to talk about T-shirt printing. Is it constitutionally protected to not print what you want in that shirt? If someone walks in your T-shirt, you know,
company,
yeah. Do you have to print what they want you to print? And the Supreme Court talks about that. We're going to discuss that. And then we're going to talk about a case or no case. Remember, we're talking about general topics of law. Seek local counsel. We are not giving you legal advice. And the most important thing that everybody loves is the case or no case. Cal is ready to roll the case or no case.
Now it's time to play case or no case.
You know me, I'm always ready. Now to the great state of Idaho. This one starts off with this.
I love Idaho. I'm going to interrupt. I love. Isn't that a beautiful state?
I was born there. I love Idaho
myself. I know you were
myself.
Born. Isn't it a gorgeous state?
It is so pretty. And
so I've never been to Idaho.
Oh my gosh.
You're missing out. You're missing.
No, it's on my bucket list.
You really are.
I will get there.
And Cal, guess what? This is true. This is where Cal Hunter, we're talking about Idaho, got his start in television.
That's right.
And he was actually the lead newscaster. It was an NBC station?
CBS in Idaho Falls, and then the ABC. After I left the CBS, went to the ABC.
So, for years. So that's,
and that was back when you were a handsome young...
And that was a long time ago. Trust me. Anyway, so now I take you to the great state of Idaho.
Notice he moved on from that.
Yes.
The gem state, where this is an aviation story that has a tragic story to it. The Idaho Department of Fish and Game signed a contract with a helicopter company to go out and do a fish survey. Of course, with the fish survey, there's somebody writing down numbers and they're looking down in the lakes and seeing how many fish are there and so on. So one of the guys on the survey opens up a door to the helicopter. It blows his clipboard out of his hand into the tail rotor. The chopper crashes and three people perish. The surviving family members sought counsel because they said to themselves, hey, this was under contract to the state. We want to sue the state for wrongful term, not the more shallow pockets helicopter contractor. And so, Denise, it's your turn for us to start with you. I ask you, case or no case?
Okay. This theory of suit would be based upon negligent and whether or not there was a duty owed to the riders in the helicopter, and was it foreseeable that a person could lose a clipboard and it would fly into the tail rotor and kill three helicopters, right? Is that the right analysis?
Three individuals in the
helicopters. Not helicopters, the individuals in the helicopters.
Yeah, right.
Okay, so the gem state. I think that this is not a case.
Okay. Fred Penny, what say you?
I'm conflicted on this thing. By the way, we have helicopter cases going on right now that I'm involved in. So I don't know if I want to comment. I'm not quite sure. I'm always involved in some sort of lawsuit, but... I'm not quite sure. There's no conflict here that I can generally talk about. But I just say, and it's like, the answer is, yes, they can be held liable. Yes, it's a case. And that's all I'm going to say.
Question is, would it be the contractor or the state?
All the above.
Held liable?
All the above.
Okay.
Oh, that was the question?
Well, I think ultimately it's what we were asking, yeah.
The contractor or the state.
I thought the families
decided to sue the state instead of the contractor.
Well, they were wondering if they could. I didn't say it was a case. I'm saying they're wondering if they could sue the state rather than the contractor.
And every state's different. There's rules in when you have to file a claim against a government entity. There's all these particular rules you have to follow. But I'm going to say both can be liable and they can sue both. And it's a real case. I don't know the outcome.
Mr. Kunin, what say you, my friend?
It sticks out in my mind from a previous case or no case, one we've done over the last 2 years, that we have covered somehow state liability involving the state of Idaho. And it sticks out also in my mind that they would be unable to sue the state of Idaho for some reason. So I'm going to say that this is a scenario that's actually happened, and they are unable to sue the state of Idaho. They are only allowed to go after the helicopter company because of some quirk in the law.
Which we don't know the law because we don't practice in Idaho.
It just sticks out in my mind that
so that does that
is
mean a case
happened.
Or no case? That's so, why I get confused.
Yeah,
by
so
this.
I mean, I think that there is a case. The case is limited to the helicopter company. I think they recover against the helicopter company, but they are unable to recover anything or even file against the state.
I say they do file against the state, but it just depends. Every state's different.
So you're saying case? But they don't file against state, case, and they do file against states, and I said no case.
All right, fair enough. Well, we'll have the answer for you coming up here in just a little bit on Radio Law Doc. If you have any thoughts, you're welcome to use our Twitter account. You can call us if you'd like as well and see if we can take your answer there. That would be cool.
Yeah, 855-LAW-RADIO, 855-529-7234.
We'll be right back.
Yeah.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
I am Cameron Levitt, Chief Operating Officer of Concussion Medical Clinic. California's first concussion medical clinic is now open. As concussions increase each year, there has never been a greater need for concussion specialists. Our physicians at Concussion Medical Clinic are board certified in pediatric neurology and sports medicine and have partnered with universities, hospitals, and rehab clinics to expedite the recovery process. Simply put, we are elevating the standard of care. When you need an expert concussion opinion or concussion care, visit Concussion Medical Clinic to schedule your appointment.
This is Denise Dirks. We can represent clients in divorce, legal separation, child and spousal support, custody, termination of parental rights, step-parent adoptions, guardianships, and even conservatorship matters. Call 1-877-886-7186 for a consultation.
The law offices of Denise L. Dirks provide family law services in Northern California. When the law affects your family, call 877-886-7186. The family of attorneys at Denise L. Dirks is here to help.
Jason Rossback here with Fred Penny, managing attorney from Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers. And Fred, what type of cases are you dealing with now, and what sets you apart?
Jason, we help people with all types of personal injury cases. We're former insurance company trial lawyers. We understand the other side, which gives us a distinct advantage over our competition. Remember, we don't get paid unless we win.
That's Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers with locations throughout California. For a free consultation, go to pennylawyers.com or give them a call, 1-800-616-4LAW. That's PennyLawyers.com.
I've got to get my car washed. This dirt, it just won't do. But I don't have no time today. I don't know what I do.
Man, I know this place right down the road. Quick, quack, car wash. Hop inside, let's take a ride and watch this cutter shine. Just come and see, I guarantee your ride will steal the show. Come on, quick, quack, car wash. Don't drive that dirty car. Quick, quack, car wash. They'll have you.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
It takes a lot of courage to face your own death, but I'm glad I finally did. See, I was putting off getting life insurance to protect my family, even though I knew it was important. Then my neighbor's husband died. I watched her struggle emotionally and financially. It really made me face reality. If my husband died, how would I pay the mortgage, the car payments, or keep up the life the kids and I had? I realized I needed to get us life insurance right away, so I called AIG Direct. In less than 5 minutes, I had a quote. I was shocked at how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. I feel so much better knowing my family has protection.
Call AIG Direct right now for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you can save up to 70%. Call now, 1-800-613-2646. That's 1-800-613-2646. 1-800-613-2646.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
If you pay my fee, I'll take your case.
This is Radio Law Talk with Frederick Penny.
All right, case or no case. We already went through. It's an Idaho case where an unfortunate accident occurred where a helicopter went down and three people perished. And it was the government that hired someone to count the fish. And they somehow lost their clipboard, went back, hit the tail rotor, went down. Can you sue the government also? not just the person who or the company that was flying the helicopter. And the question and the answer was, Denise, you said yes.
No case.
No case. Todd, you said yes, it is a case, but they do not win against the government.
Yeah, they cannot bring one
and
against
I
the government.
And I said that I don't know the answer of that, but the answer is yes, they can sue the government, but there are certain rules and regulations they have to follow and time periods, and they can also sue the contractor.
Right, so for those of you who say this was, in fact, a case, may I see whether that would be
uh-oh.
Fred and Todd. Well, all I can say is...
Yes! We did it! Woohoo! Well, I got 1 point. I know I got 1 point.
Yep. So now, the question is, the ultimate question was, who was the statutory employer, and therefore who has the greatest liability in the case?
Greatest liability or liability at all?
Well, the court agreed that the Idaho Department of Fish and Game was the pilot's statutory employee and, as such, was on the hook for any tort liability.
Fred Penny
nailed it.
Interesting.
Fred Penny, who does personal injury, but said, yeah.
But I thought you said you didn't know the outcome.
No, I don't know, but I said they should be able to. They said the question is, were they able to sue? And I said, yes. They're able to sue the government and the contractor.
But the contractor got off the hook. The Fish and Game Department on the hook, no pun intended, for a tragedy. Next hour, I will take you to Florida. And that is
all
case
right.
Or no case.
Kev, give me two. Give Todd one, me two. Denise, you're falling behind. So, let me tell you the embarrassing part, Denise. If you fall behind Todd, that's embarrassing.
Well, you know what? I just have to wait. It's only a matter of time. There'll be a double or nothing, and I'll be gone, and I'll be ahead. So
that's true.
Just a matter of time.
Yeah.
Well.
That was very tactful. Translated, if you give Todd enough time, he will eventually shoot himself in the foot.
That's
so,
exactly right.
Yes.
All right. Well, thanks, Cal.
And the opportunity to wager double points.
Yes. Yes.
You want to comment on Hermione's? Is it? Oh,
no.
Hermes. Hermes.
Hermes.
Hermes.
Hermione, yes,
Hermione
the,
purses? Hermes.
It's a Harry Potter purse, and, you know.
855 Law Radio, or what is it? What's the actual phone number, Denise? You know the number.
855-529-7234.
Okay.
Call us.
What is this is an investment purse. I'm sorry, but I'm not into purses. Tell us, Denise, and we're not saying because you're a woman, we're not being sexist here, but you understand and know about this stuff. Todd, do you? Yes or no?
No.
Neither do I. Cal, do you know about these purses? Yes or no?
I've heard the name before, but I know nothing about the purses, and if my wife ever came home with one, now I would cast an eye askance wondering who actually made that copy she brought home.
Or you might say, it cost us $30,000, you mortgaged the house, and then later, like 3 years later, when she sells it for $300,000, you go,
good girl.
You're right,
yeah.
Dear, you're right again. Tell me about these, Denise.
Well, this in particular was a pink Hermes bag, and believe it or not, people stand in line, sign up to buy these bags, and they wait sometimes well over a year or 2 years to even get these bags.
Wow.
They're beautifully made because they are investment purses. They run high in cost, but they're very unique, and you can tell a Hermes bag from any other bag for sure. So what happened? This woman was in the Alpine Country Club, and she had her bag on the table, and there was a waiter that came over to pour red wine at her table for her and her husband. Not only did the waiter pour red wine on her and her husband, but the waiter also got her Hermes bag. And from the picture, it looks like it made the bag soften on the top and fall in and does not keep its shape anymore, which means now this bag is permanently damaged and it's never going to be worth more than what she ever paid for it. So she was trying to resolve this for a while with the Alpine Country Club, and after almost a year of trying to resolve it, she finally had to file suit. And even the woman's insurance company wouldn't pay for it, because it's over that $7,500 limit on personal property, and she didn't have it specifically individually insured, and even the country club's insurance company refused to pay for it. And they said, we don't believe a purse can ever have this kind of value.
But here's the deal.
I'm with them.
Well, no, listen to me. I'm going to disagree with you, Cal. Now, hear me out. You're a country club. Now, what is foreseeable? You're a ritzy country club. Is it foreseeable that someone's going to walk in with a very expensive dress or a very expensive bag? Now, just truthfully tell me, do you believe that, Cal? Yes or no?
In a country club? Sure. Yeah.
Okay.
Sure,
okay.
Yeah,
now, if this is McDonald's, maybe a different story. Is that foreseeable? Yes. So that's the first thing that they've passed. The second thing is, did the individual or the waiter negligently spill this red wine on them? And, you know, he might
Were the customers that they owed a duty to?
Yes.
And then was the waiter negligent? But the question is, was it the country club negligent in hiring the waiter?
Well, that's the analysis we don't look at.
Okay.
If they are an employee working in their capacity and doing what they're supposed to be doing, the country club's going to be negligent for that employee's act. And that's what's going on. So let me finish.
Was that foreseeable?
That's exactly right. Is that foreseeable that Hermes? I'm going to call it Hermione's from now on. Hermione's bag.
Harry Potter bag.
Was going to be in that country club. And my answer would be simply, absolutely, yes.
Yeah.
The fact that there's Bentleys and Maseratis and Ferraris parked outside country clubs, that's foreseeable. So my answer to this is, I think they're going to win. That is the people who own the bag.
Does it have to even be foreseeable that it's a Hermes bag, or does it have to be foreseeable that a waiter may spill wine on any kind of bag?
Right.
And under the kind of eggshell plaintive, look, if it's an expensive bag, by the way, I'm on eBay right now.
Yeah, I am.
$255,000 for a Hermes bag.
Yeah, I got one that's 50,000. So far, the bid's 51,000. I'm thinking of going in on 51,500.
The only way a bag's worth that much is when I pick it up. It's got 255,000 stuffed inside of it.
Is that the asking price or what they're selling for?
That's the bid price on eBay.
My goodness.
The Hermes brand is the one that did the Birkin bag, you guys.
Oh, good heavens.
All right, we're going to be back.
This is Radio Law Talk. Stay tuned.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to radiolawtalk.com.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called The Tax Doctor. And The Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-263-2610. 800-263-2610. That's 800-263-2610.
Warning, don't let your business get left behind in what is likely to be the biggest economic boom in recent history. If you need to build for your business to grow, call General Steel today for a pre-engineered steel building designed for your needs. No wasted space. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. And you can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. But you must call now. If you need a church building, office, warehouse, manufacturing space, retail space, or more, call General Steel today. You can still get the General's 50-year structural warranty and General Steel quality, all at a price you can afford. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great.
800-617-9312. 800-617-9312. 800-617-9312. That's 800.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Elizabeth Warren proposed a $20 trillion addition in federal spending over the next decade to provide health care to every American without raising taxes on the middle class. a potentially risky effort that pits the goal of universal coverage against the skepticism of government-run health care. The details of Warren's Medicare for All plan aims to quell the criticism that the Massachusetts Democrat and presidential candidate has been extremely vague about how she would pay for her sweeping proposal. Her refusal to say until now whether she would impose new taxes on the middle class, as fellow progressive White House hopeful Bernie Sanders has said he would, had become unbearable and made her a target in recent presidential debates. However, her detailed proposal was quickly attacked by her moderate rivals, including former Vice President Joe Biden, whose campaign said it amounts to mathematical gymnastics. This is USA Radio News.
Ladies and gentlemen, listen carefully to the best offer you're going to get. One of the best assets on earth. Okay, so we all know we live in a world of political turmoil and financial deception that stretches from Wall Street to Europe to Beijing, which are all like bubbles searching for a pin right now. With one exception, gold and silver, which have held their value over history better than any other asset class on earth ever. So here's my irresistible offer to show you how committed I am to protecting your financial future. I've asked my sponsor, Swiss America, to virtually give you one of the most popular precious metal coins ever minted, below their cost for just $18.50 each, delivered while supplies last. You heard me right. This is an exclusive offer to my listeners by calling now 800-630-2158. Write it down, 800-630-2158. One of the most popular precious metal coins ever minted for $18.50. 800-630-2158 or go to SwissAmerica.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Oh, that's down.
This is Radio Law Talk with Frederick Penny.
We're going to talk about what I think is the most interesting thing this day that we're going to talk about, which is the Epstein autopsy. Is more consistent, according to an expert, with homicidal strangulation than suicide. And we lay both sides out on Radio Law Talk, but I am not a conspiracy theorist type of person. But you just listen to the following things I want to lay out. Now just hear me out, everybody, and listen and write this down. First thing is, okay, ready for this? First thing is, the day that he was supposedly hung himself, on August 10th, okay, the security had experienced basically a breakdown of procedure during that time period. Number one, the two guards that were supposedly working the prison happened to allegedly fall asleep. Both guards, not one, both guards. And their normal 30-minute rounds were more than 3 hours that it took instead of the 30-minute round. Interesting, interesting. And, oh, by the way, the security cameras that I guarantee you that are top-notch, that are watched, that are taken care of, for one of the first times in a long time, had malfunctioned. Those malfunctioned also. And he had been taken off suicide watch, and there is the argument that his lawyers asked him to be taken off suicide watch. There's that argument back and forth. Okay, that's the third thing. And now we've got this expert forensic pathologist that went on Fox that was hired by the Epstein family because they said that they're not getting enough answered, that is finding that is very unlikely, in his opinion, that he could have done this And we get into all the details, and we'll talk about it, the fractures and the way the fractures occur.
Or the hyoid bone. Right?
Yeah,
right.
Which is more like the Adam's apple is what they call. And basically, this expert is an 85-year-old man who was a former, I just keep forgetting the word for New York, the
medical examiner.
The coroner. Oh, I can't remember the coroner word. Yeah. For New York. And he has tons of experience, and he said in 50 years, he has not seen something like this in 50 years. That was, you know, let's call a self-inflicted suicide.
That's a wide-ranging amount of time for a very experienced guy,
yes,
it seems to me.
And so guess what? Add all that up, and I am, not a conspiracy theorist. I'm the dog with the whistle that you blow the whistle. You turn your head. Denise and Todd, am I off, or do you think that I'm on something there?
Well, look, everything that you have said are things that are actually associated with this case. You can't deny the fact that the guards were asleep and late doing their rounds, and there's no video footage, and the report of this new person comes back that the injuries are consistent with homicide, not suicide. You have all of this that's pointing in a certain direction. The problems, we don't know, we don't have the smoking gun, if you will. But you also can't bury your head in the sand and say that none of this stuff makes sense. There, at some point in time, there are too many coincidences for something to be purely coincidental, and that's what this case is starting to feel like.
And that's when you get to motive. Who has a motive to see him dead? Is this a political assassination, or is this a financial one? There were lots of people behind Epstein who would not want to see Epstein testify and who would not want to see the trials against Epstein happen because the witnesses would testify and implicate other persons as well. So there could be a financial component to this.
You've got a member of the royal family. You have a possible allegations of Bill Clinton traveling with him. There are all kinds of individuals who do not want that witness list to come out.
Trump.
And
Trump
it's not,
also.
Yes, it's
Trump,
not Trump Democrat Republican issue.
No,
it's both.
It's all over the
pretty
place.
Wide ranging. Yeah.
That's why I say I don't feel it's political as much as it's financial. I feel like if you follow the money, that we're going to find.
Wait a minute.
The answer.
I've got the answer. I figured it out. I was just saying, it just came to me.
Boom.
An epiphany. The Democrats and Republicans agreed on one thing. Let's get rid of him.
The enemy of my enemy is my friend.
They agreed on
something. Executive order. Execution order.
Yeah.
But Hillary Clinton was on a late night show, and the host looked at her and said, "So how did you do it? You know, it was a joke. He was just teasing her. But how did you do this? How did you get rid of him? You know,
I didn't know that.
I can't think of the name. But anyway, he has a late night show.
Is it the guy from the Daily Show? He took over for Jon Stewart.
Yeah. And he said, so how did you do it? And then he asked her what it was like to feel like being the whipping boy for the left. And I said, that's President Trump. He's the whipping boy for the right. It's all, you know, it's all good, right? But it was a curious thing.
Huh.
He looked right at her and said, so how did you do it?
and you talk about the finances here. That's a question that has arisen as people start to ask. We've all been told that Epstein, the wealthy financier, the person who made his money by helping other people invest and do their money. And then you start to peel the onion on that. And there's a question about, well, where's his license? There is a claim that he lost it in the Twin Towers. I find it hard to believe there was no digital copy somewhere, but so that was gone. Well, who was investing their money with? We don't have a lot of information on that. How is it that he said he was a billionaire. Turns out he was only worth a half a billion, but how did he get that half a billion? How did he afford two islands in the Caribbean? In the Virgin Islands, how did he afford all of this? And somehow, my gut feeling is he knows how the money was moved around, and somebody did not want him. If it is true, I agree with you. It's finances. Somebody did not want him to be able to give any information about where money is because he was all out of bargaining chips. He wasn't going to get a sweetheart deal like he got in 2008. He wasn't going to be able to go and do house arrest at his office where his secretary could go ahead and have people shuffled in and out all the time. People were turning away from him. They wouldn't touch him with a 10-foot cattle prod. And finances are probably the only bargaining chip he had left to try to use with the FBI to get some sort of a deal. Even if you're just using that to make sure that you get sent to a place where you're not going to be attacked by other inmates. It's the only thing he had left, and I think that scared people.
I think the only way we'll ever find out is when we find Jimmy Hoffa's body.
That's good.
When we find Jimmy Hoffa's body, we'll figure this out. And something. But we're going to be following this. I think this is going to go on forever, and I think it'll be one of those never know, and it'll be a movie, and it'll be they'll do a special on it. And
there's an expression, he knows where all the bodies are buried, metaphorically speaking. Yeah. And I think there may be some logic to that.
I think he paid people off back in 2008, and that's the money. I think they have to start there.
I tell you what's more important than that is, what is the number one candy passed out in Halloween in Idaho, Cal? What's the
number
one candy?
Idaho's Spud Bar.
Nope, it's Reese's Peanut Butter Cup.
No, there's my guy.
Reese's Peanut Butter Cup. Okay, what about Oklahoma? What is Oklahoma? The number one candy passed out in Oklahoma. Go.
Chocolate-covered Sooner Nuggets.
Oh, nope. No, I think that would be...
close enough.
Well, who does Oklahoma not like? Texas.
Texas.
It'd be Texas Nuggets. Go ahead.
I'm going to say Reese's again.
Reese's, Cal.
I would say I'm going to go back to the Jolly Rancher.
Hot tamales.
Oh.
Hot tamales are the number one. And guess who else loves hot tamales that's the number one? Nebraska. Hot tamales are the number one candy pass out in Halloween in Nebraska. And you know what? I got it. Here's an interesting one for me. Utah.
Let's see.
It's Utah. Interesting for a reason. I just kind of... Utah.
Bit of honey?
Nope.
Let me think for a second here. Payday?
Payday? Let me tell you.
Flavored water packets.
Flavored water packets. Peanut butter M&Ms. I love peanut butter M&Ms. Mm. I will eat a peanut butter M&M any day over
any other. Are peanut butter M&Ms their answer to Reese's Pieces?
Yes.
I don't know.
And tell yourself, don't worry, it's all protein.
You know, interesting anecdote. You know what put Reese's Pieces on the map?
E.T.
No. The movie E.T., because that was his favorite food, and Spielberg wanted to use M&Ms, and the M&Ms folks said, we think this will be too scary, so they said no.
Reese's Pieces wins.
Yeah, I'm going to do one more before we go, but we're going to talk about the Kentucky Supreme Court talking about whether or not a individual has to print what someone wants to at their T-shirt company. Oh, really quick. Number one in San Antonio, Texas, the city, M&M's, San Diego, M&M's. We'll be back.
This is Radio Law Talk. Stay tuned. We'll continue the program momentarily.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
I am Cameron.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
The Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Powdy Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Powdy Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Radio Law Talk. I like that show.
You're listening to Radio Law Talk. And now back to the show.
In Lexington, Kentucky, there is a t-shirt store called Hands On. And apparently in 2012, they had a gay pride festival in Lexington. And a gay individual came in and wanted them to print T-shirts for the Gay Pride Festival or something to do with the Gay Pride Festival. And this individual that owned Hands On said, sorry, I will not print. That goes against my principles, and I will not print a T-shirt.
And religious beliefs, specifically.
And religious beliefs. Well, he kind of said more of his principles, but it's a religious issue, too. We've definitely got a First Amendment issue here. And that's the problem, is between the, you know, it's balancing here between First Amendment and a person's rights. The state's Human Rights Commission came down on them, the company, and said you violated an ordinance that that says basically you got to treat everybody equally. It's called the Human Rights Commission there. And apparently there's Human Rights Commissions in a number of states. You violated the city ordinance, which is barring discrimination based on sexual orientation in employment, housing, and public accommodations. So they went ahead and the commission ruled against the company and ordered them to print these T-shirts and to attend diversity training. They appealed the decision, and all the courts have sided with the T-shirt company. Now, here's the interesting part. Everyone's like, okay. Now, don't forget, this occurred with the, what's the famous case? It's the cake case, right?
Yes.
And that was out of Colorado where the U.S. Supreme Court sided with the baker that says you do not have to bake a cake. Basically, you don't have to bake a cake that goes against your religious beliefs. Because it's the question is it a more personal thing? Like your light, in other words, it's an art form. That was the issue. A baking a cake and making a cake is an art form because they make it certain ways, and therefore you don't have to make any art that goes against your religious belief. Now let's back up. What's interesting here is not necessarily that the T-shirt company won, but how they won. They won on a technicality. Denise, tell us about this technicality that they won on.
Well, the technicality involves their expression of their an artistic work. So in their making of these T-shirts, they come up with ideas, and it involves them using their own personal artistic expression. And that's where the court said, we can't – that – artistic expression wins over the gay rights to have a T-shirt, in other words. So you're talking about when you have two different competing constitutional rights, and they hit up against each other, and the court did not decide the broader issue of whether serving gay people would be a violation of the Constitution as opposed to doing artistic impression.
There was also an even more basic technicality that the court decided this on, which is, look, if you're going to file a lawsuit against somebody, you have to have a thing called standing, which means you're the one that was affected. Not on behalf of somebody else. You have to be the one that's affected. And the Kentucky Supreme Court said the organization that filed this was not the one who was denied. The person who placed the order that was denied by the T-shirt shop should have been the one that filed the lawsuit. And because of that, we can't really do the analysis that Denise talked about because we don't have the person that was aggrieved here. And that's where you read a headline like this, one of the headlines that I'm looking at, Kentucky Supreme Court dismisses claim against print shop owner who refused to make gay pride T-shirt. Well, anybody that thinks that the person that was refused, not the owner, that thinks the owner was wrong is going to read this and think, oh my gosh, the Kentucky Supreme Court thinks it's okay to discriminate based on that. When you really got to peel the onion, they just, no, we just need the right person here.
Okay, dumb question. A lot of stores have a blanket disclaimer when you go in. We reserve the right to refuse service to anyone.
Yes.
What does that mean? I know what it means. I know the intent.
Sure.
Does that kind of stuff give you any? I mean, if you said, look, it says right here, I can refuse service if I wish.
Well, let me comment on that.
Like, so, no shoes, no shirt, no service.
And
right?
That's exactly right. That's the issue is, and that's where there's this conflict between the First
right.
Amendment and, a person's right to be not discriminated against because of sex or race or, gender, et cetera, et cetera. And that's where the courts are struggling to balance that with the exception of the cake case that the United States Supreme Court clearly came down and said, now again, this may not apply to all businesses, but a cake business is an artistic business. Therefore, I think the Supreme Court got it right by saying you can't make individuals who make something artistic to do something against their religion or their beliefs. Now, if it's just selling, let's say this.
Just selling a T-shirt.
Selling a T-shirt with nothing on it saying, I'm a gay and I want to walk in and I want to buy, I'm not gay, by the way, but I'm just saying if a person says I'm gay and I want to buy 42 white T-shirts and the store owner says, no, I don't, my religious beliefs say that I don't believe in homosexuality or your lifestyle. That's when there becomes an issue because it's not artistic and it's not, they're just discriminating straight up because of the person's sexual orientation.
Right, and that's where the two constitutional rights butt up against each
yes.
other.
Yes, go ahead, Tom.
So I want to go back to Cal's question really quickly about, we reserve the right to refuse service to anyone. What does that mean anymore if this can happen? And what that means is, look, yeah, you can refuse service to anyone so long as the basis for the refusal is not because of that person's membership in a protected class. So you can refuse service to anyone, but not if the reason you're refusing service to them is because of the color of their skin or because of it. The same thing is true in employment.
Or just because they're in that protected class.
The same thing is true in employment. For example, California is employers, absent anything else, generally speaking, can hire and fire employees anytime they want. As long as the reason for not hiring or firing an employee is not because you did it because of the color of their skin or because of their religion or because of their membership in a protected class. So, yes, those are fine. Those notices are fine, and you can do that. But if they can come back and prove that the reason you didn't serve them was because of their membership in a protected class, then there's liability. And that's where we get into this is competing against other issues. You know, my right to religious freedom, my right to speech, is conflicting with their right to get this. I've often wondered this though. You know, I remember there was a case against a florist who didn't want to provide flowers for the gay wedding because they said it went against their religious principles. And the florist one kind of got me because I remember thinking, well, you probably believe in the Ten Commandments, and there's that one about not committing adultery, and I wonder how many times you've delivered flowers to the paramour of the married individual, but you delivered those to the person who was not his spouse, and you had no problem taking the money for that.
Knowingly.
And you had no problem doing, or if you're a jewelry store, you had no problem buying the keepsake necklace for the mistress when you knew that wasn't the spouse, and it's all over the map. I mean, when you start to get into what you do believe and don't believe, the only thing that we can really guarantee with all this is, what a sticky wicket.
No, there's always going to be a lawsuit.
Yeah. Always going to be a lawsuit.
Always.
Hence, my dad said to go be a lawyer. You know,
yeah.
So there's a reason. We're lawyers. So, but, you know, that's we're going to follow this. But what I liked about it was Kentucky, the court's like, well, we'll just step aside from this and say, oh, you have no standing. And what's interesting is I wonder why they didn't bring in the individual to sue on their behalf. A lot of times these groups that represent like gay pride or something like that, they will bring that individual and that person's name will be on the front. Maybe that person said, I don't want to get into this.
Now, assuming the statute of limitations hasn't run, can they go back and refile the complaint with the person?
That's a question.
Hey, join us our third hour. We're going to talk about a lot of fun things. We're going to do another case or no case, and it's about Todd, Denise, and I competing. And, Cal, you always have good case or no cases.
Thank you.
And we'll be right back. Call us at 855-LAW-RADIO if you have any questions.
Thanks for turning on Radio Law Talk. If your current radio station doesn't carry all 3 hours, call them up and ask them why not.
You have been listening to RadioLawTalk.com, a copyrighted presentation of Radio Law Talk, Incorporated.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.